BBC News with Eileen McHugh. President Trump has reluctantly signed into law a congressional bill imposing sanctions on Russia over its policy in Ukraine and alleged meddling in last year's US presidential election. Afterwards, he called the legislation seriously flawed, saying it encroached on his powers to negotiate foreign policy and hurt the interests of European allies. The company that provided the Venezuelan voting system for the controversial Constituent Assembly elections says the turnout figure was inflated by at least 1 million. The Speaker of the opposition-controlled National Assembly called on prosecutors to open a criminal investigation immediately. Amid rowdy scenes, the Brazilian Congress is voting in a historic session that will decide the political future of President Michel Temer. Mr. Temer has been accused of receiving big bribes from a leading company, and Congress could send him to stand trial. The Italian Parliament has approved proposals to send its navy to help the Libyan Coast Guard combat people traffickers, but Italy's government stressed that the mission would act only with the agreement of the UN-recognized Government of National Accord in Tripoli. Western powers have demanded action at the UN following Iran's launch of a rocket capable of putting a satellite into orbit. The US, Britain, France and Germany said the technology used was closely related to that of a ballistic missile. Researchers have warned that hundreds of millions of people in South Asia will face potentially unsurvivable humidity by the end of this century if global warming isn't curbed. They say agricultural workers in the regions around the Indus and Ganges rivers are most at risk. And using experimental gene editing techniques, scientists in the United States have successfully corrected the DNA of human embryos to remove an inherited heart disorder. Critics warn that eventually the method could be used to produce so-called designer babies. BBC News.